USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Russian President Vladimir Putin denied possessing compromising information about President Trump and insisted Russia had no part in meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. He made his comments during a contentious interview with Fox News' Chris Wallace following a meeting between the two world leaders in Helsinki, Finland. Putin spoke through an interpreter.
Do you really believe that someone acting from the Russian territory could have influenced the United States and influenced the choice of millions?
President Trump at a news conference with Putin said the special counsel investigation is partly to blame for the decline in relations between the United States and Russia.
We have 90% of nuclear power between the two countries. It's ridiculous what's going on with the probe.
And President Trump said both countries were responsible for the poor U.S.-Russia relations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
One of the president's strongest critics, Senator Chuck Schumer, says Americans have never seen a president of the United States support an adversary the way President Trump has supported President Putin.
For the president of the United States to side with President Putin against American law enforcement, American defense officials, American intelligence agencies is thoughtless, it's dangerous, it's weak.
Speaking to ABC, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky defended Trump to some extent for his rapport with Putin.
If you look back at our history, we've had some very dire times with Russia, the Cuban Missile Crisis maybe being the height of that. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, we had a direct line to Khrushchev.
House Speaker Paul Ryan contradicted several comments Trump made during his Helsinki news conference, most notably backing the U.S. intelligence community assessment that Russia did meddle with the U.S. 2016 presidential election. Ryan saying there is no question that Russia interfered in our election and continues attempts to undermine democracy here and around the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The New York Police Department, impatient at the slow pace of the federal government's civil rights investigation into the death of Eric Garner in July of 2014, has told the Justice Department that it would soon start disciplinary proceedings against the officers involved in the killing. Eric Garner's mother, Gwen Carr.
It's been four painful years that we're still fighting and there's no justice.
Disciplinary proceedings would involve Officer Daniel Panaleo, who was seen on a bystander's video holding Mr. Garner's neck as he begged for breath, as well as a sergeant, Kizzy Adonis, who was one of the first supervisors at the scene. Eccentric former basketball star Dennis Rodman had a tough night at a celebrity roast over the weekend. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The paparazzi loved him when he was on his way into the event. But reports from inside the taping of the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis on Saturday night say former NBA star Dennis Rodman bombed and was roundly booed, reportedly struggling during his time on the dais, often flubbing his lines. He received loud jeers when he made a reference to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who's pretty good friends with Rodman. The Comedy Central roast of Willis will air on July 29th on, of course, Comedy Central.
Forbes is out with its list of highest-paid celebrities. Boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. is number one, thanks to $285 million for the Conor McGregor fight. George Clooney is in second place. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.